Let's talk about what this could mean here for the coming months. For that, we want to bring in Dr. Tyson Bell, assistant professor of medicine in the divisions of infectious disease and pulmonary critical care medicine at the University of Virginia. Dr. Bell, it's great to see you again. Anjali was just highlighting a concerning trend that we are starting to see some states in the U.S. reporting a significant uptick in the number of cases. People are trying to wrap their heads around what this could mean for the coming months. From your, from your perspective, is this the start of a winter wave?
Sadly, I do think that we're at the beginning of a wave. We saw that our cases have now plateaued around 70,000 or so when they had been declining over the summer and early fall. And unfortunately, what we're seeing are cases rising in Europe, driven by areas that are under-vaccinated, and we tend to run behind them by a few weeks. And so I do think that even though some areas are still trending down, the pockets where there are largely unvaccinated populations or poorly vaccinated populations, we are going to see these cases go up again, and then that will reflect later in hospitalizations and deaths, unfortunately. This is not where we want it to be going into the winter.
And going into, what is it, Thanksgiving is about 2 weeks away and everyone's going to be traveling, not everyone, but a lot of people planning on it. So what do we know, doctor, and it's good to see you again. What do we know about people who are vaccinated if they get a breakthrough case? Is the vaccine still holding and the outcome being less severe than those who are not vaccinated?
Right. That continues to be the case. So folks who are vaccinated and then boosted at their higher risk in 6 months out, have very good protection when it comes to breakthrough infection. We know that vaccination is not 100%. So people that are high risk, we still want to take precautions, but they're still doing their job. Now, the problem is in these areas last year that had surges in the Midwest and Mountain West, cases started to go down because a lot of people developed natural immunity. The problem with relying on natural immunity is that A, it's not as good as vaccination, and B, it does wane over time and people get reinfected if you don't follow that up with a vaccination. And so the nature of the virus is to come in cycles and waves. And over time, when another wave comes, when that natural immunity has gone down, if you have a population that's still not protected again. And so I fear that's what we're going to see. But I think in areas that have high rates of vaccination, cases may go up. That's going to be a phenomenon, but we'll see a separation in cases going up, and we won't see hospitalizations or deaths go up. In Western Europe, where there is a high level of vaccination, we are seeing cases go up. But in contrast to the eastern part of Europe that's poorly vaccinated, in Western Europe, hospitalizations and cases have still remained relatively flat.
Well, Doctor, how should people be thinking about traveling for the holidays? Is it safe for people to gather in larger groups? And I guess how large should those groups potentially be?
That's a good question. It's on everyone's mind. And I do think that with what we're seeing, I don't think we have to do so many of the virtual celebrations or holidays that we did last year. And I'll give you an example of what I'm doing in my household. We're having a small limited gathering of family. Everyone who's eligible to be vaccinated will be vaccinated. And we're also going to have everyone take a rapid test before they come. We don't have anyone who's particularly high risk in the household, but I have a 7-year-old who's going to be in between Pfizer shots and then a 3-year-old who's unvaccinated. And I think with this layered approach where we're not relying on just one thing to protect everyone and keep everyone safe, I think we can do it safely. So in our household, it's limited gathering, full vaccination for everyone eligible, in a rapid test. And, a lot of that's going to depend on who's coming. So, for instance, if we had someone in a household who was higher risk, say someone who was immunocompromised or lots of medical conditions and unvaccinated, or someone who is vaccinated but has high risk of a severe breakthrough infection, we might change that calculus a little bit and be a little bit more restrictive.
My sister-in-law must have been on the phone to you because that's the exact same protocol that we're all following this year. She always organizes Thanksgiving, the test, and everyone is vaccinated. Given what we're seeing, though, with breakthrough cases, and as you pointed out, if you're vaccinated, less severe and less chance of winding up in the hospital. But given what we're seeing right now and the Thanksgiving holiday gatherings, does this mean that come Christmas, we could be back into that kind of red zone where everyone is very worried and that the future seems uncertain?
Yeah, so the thing about this year compared to last year is that vaccinations now, we have ready access to them. And so I think there's going to be a highly regional component to this. So I think in areas and households that are highly vaccinated, Christmas could potentially look very different and, less restriction and people are safe and protected. I think in areas that have low levels of vaccination, I think we're still going to have problems with surges in hospitals, and that might be a little bit more of a risky proposition. The problem is when there's a wave or a surge of infections, people that are vaccinated kind of get caught up in the wake. You know, so in my hospital, when we did see a wave of folks who were coming in unvaccinated and having COVID, eventually we did see those people infect people that were fully vaccinated and have breakthrough infections. So one tends to follow the other. And so I think, you know, we'll have a regional component to this where areas that are highly vaccinated might be safer than others.
And Doctor, how are you looking at the debate when it comes to boosters? Because Pfizer is looking to get approval from the FDA for everyone to be eligible for booster shots over the age of 18. Does that strategy make sense, do you think?
I think it does. We've seen over time that the protection from vaccination does wane when it comes to symptomatic infection. And for those who are high risk for having severe breakthrough, you know, that protection does wane a little bit too. So it certainly makes sense. I think the way the vaccine trials were designed by necessity to be quick so we could get shots in the arms quickly in the midst of a pandemic made sense. When we're looking at how to optimally take advantage of the immune system and how it works, we would want to space it out by several months. And so I think over time, the recommendation for it will be for everyone who's received the vaccine to eventually get boosted. I think, you know, focusing on those who are high risk for the time being makes a lot of sense, especially going into the winter.
Dr. Tyson Bell, always great to have you at the University of Virginia. We look forward to having you back again soon.